Section 5, Employee Issues. In this section, I'd like to have a look at a few employee issues. And I'd like to start by looking at a couple of FA 2006 measures, and then I'll extend these to the Budget 2007 proposals. The two Budget 2006 measures I'd like to quickly revisit are computers and mobile phones. Let's start with computers. The basic rule is that when an employer makes company assets available to employees, there will be a benefit charge for the employee, and the cash equivalent of that is calculated at 20% of the market value of the asset when first supplied. So if an employer gives a laptop, say, a value of around about £1,000, then there will be a charge each year on the employee of 20% of that is £200, and they will pay tax on that at their marginal, that is their top rate. Now, you'll recall that this rule was suspended a few years ago when Gordon Brown decided that it would impede us becoming a computer literate nation. But subsequently, he heard that some employers were interpreting the phrase computer rather widely, even providing MP3 players to employees under the provision. So it had to go. Therefore, from April 2006, the charges were reintroduced unless there was an insignificant private use. This is an important concept and depends upon the circumstances. HMRC has given some examples on the website about what this phrase means, and it can be found in the benefits manuals. For us as advisors, the issue is straightforward. We need to make sure that employers make it clear to employees that any private use is indeed insignificant, and that significant private use would result in an unwanted benefit charge for that employee. It's worth noting that old computers, that is, supplied before April 2006, will not be affected by these changes. I'd now like to have a quick look at mobile phones. With effect from April 2006, only one mobile phone provided to an employee will be exempt from a benefits charge. This provision is only effective where multiple phones are provided on or after the 6th of April 2006, so anyone with more than one phone provided before this date should not be affected. The issue of BlackBerrys and other similar handheld devices then needs to be considered. HMRC's original view was that these were to be treated as mobile phones, but they're now regarded more as small computers with some telephone capabilities. Provided, therefore, that their primary use is not the transmitting and receiving of spoken messages, they will not be regarded as mobile phones, even if they are telephone-enabled with appropriate SIM cards. As far as car benefits are concerned, when a car is made available for an employee's or director's private use, then a tax charge arises on that employee or director. The benefit is calculated by applying what is known as the appropriate percentage to the list price of the car. And the appropriate percentage is, of course, linked to CO2 emissions, which for 2007-08 ranged from 15% to 35% of the list price. From 2008-2009, there is going to be a charge of 10% of the list price, that's a significant reduction from the current 15% minimum, where the CO2 emissions is 120 grams per kilometre run or below. You may recall that there has been a 100% first year allowance for cars which are, again, 120 grams per kilometre or below. They can have a 100% write-off, and I think these two measures are linked. So the 100% write-off for very low emission cars, I think, will go in 2008, and this is when this new measure, that is the new 10% of list price, will be introduced. The other update point in Budget 2007 was the announcement that from the 6th of April 2008 there will be a 2% discount from the appropriate percentage for cars that have been manufactured to run on E85 fuel. This is a fairly new fuel and reinforces the Chancellor's determination to take a walk, if only a short walk, down the green pathway. Where fuel is provided, of course, an additional benefit arises, and this is calculated by taking the appropriate percentage, and that of course depends upon CO2 emissions, and applying it to a set figure known as the multiplier. For 2006-07, the multiplier was 14,400, and for the current tax year, 2007-08, the figure is the same. As far as the VANS rules are concerned, they've been a long time coming, but the new rules are finally here from the 6th of April 2007. And as is well known, the legislation has basically caught up with dual cab pickups, which are cars except in name. And the new law imposes a flat rate cash equivalent of £3,000 for an employee who receives a van from an employer, regardless of the age of the van. And if private fuel is also supplied, there's an extra £500 cash equivalent. Remember that these benefit charges only apply where there is unrestricted private use of the van. And when we talked about computers a moment or two ago, we've already looked at the issue of either significant or insignificant private use. So, to avoid the charge, we must make sure that employees have insignificant private use. HMRC has helpfully issued guidance on this area. The main one, of course, is normal commuting, where employees are forced in some circumstances to take vans home and to bring them back the next day. So home to work is acceptable. It is regarded as insignificant private use. One or two other uses of the van privately would also be regarded as insignificant. For example, an annual visit to the tip, the occasional visit to the dentist. However, using the van for weekly shopping would be regarded as significant, as indeed would be dropping the children off to school on the way to work. In order that these rules work on a practical level, it would be wise to ensure that employees are clearly in the know about the distinction between significant and insignificant private use, and they must be made sure and clear to them that the permitted use of the vans will only be on an insignificant basis, unless they want a tax charge.